Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 146, 17 Tips to Help You Get Leaner and Fitter, Part 1 by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hello, happy Monday. Hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl for those of you in the States. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web. Now, this week is a little different. I'll only be reading from one author, and this is because this article is much longer than a regular post that I normally read here. Now, that author is Leo Babauta, who used to smoke, used to be overweight, followed a really bad diet, but then lost 65 pounds, quit smoking, changed his diet, and now he writes about building habits. And Zen Habits, believe it or not, his website, was named as one of the top 25 blogs by Time Magazine. So it's definitely an honor to be able to read these posts to you. So with that, let's jump right in and optimize your life. 17 Tips to Help You Get Leaner and Fitter, Part 1 by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. I would bet that I'm not alone here in wanting to get leaner and fitter. It's something that many of us would like to do, and many of us are striving for all the time. We don't want to lose weight, although that's often stated as the goal. We want to get leaner. We want to shed the fat and leave just the lean muscle. Some of us want to increase the muscle, others just want to lose the fat. We want to be healthy and in good shape and able to be physically active. Unfortunately, with the stresses of our daily lives, with the frustrations of being overweight and living an unhealthy lifestyle, with the difficulties of changing ingrained habits, getting leaner and fitter isn't always an easy process. Many of us give up before we get very far. When I announced my plan to become lighter and leaner in the Rules of the Unbelievable Lightness of Being Club, I planned to eat when I was lightly hungry, eat slowly, and stop when I was lightly full, eat light foods, meaning nothing heavy or greasy, and add weightlifting to my running and start lightly, just one set of light weights to start with. I'd like to give you my successful 1 month report. I'm not stopping yet, but plans have changed a bit. And then share some of my tips for getting leaner and fitter, things that are working for me that I think could work for you too. My 1 month assessment, success. Since I published my plan, I started a training blog and announced my overall goal and some sub-goals. Also, since posting that plan, I decided to try to do a couple of sprint triathlons, which meant adding swim and bike workouts to my plan. Now, to give you some background, I'm a runner, but a complete novice when it comes to the swim and the bike. So I've been building up a little endurance and learning some skills, and generally having a blast. I won't be competitive in the triathlons, but I'll have fun. Another thing to note is that I've now become addicted to triathlon training. It's so much fun, and I recommend it to anyone trying to get lean. Okay, let's take a look at my goals from a month ago and the progress I've made on each. My overall goal is to just get myself in good shape for my honeymoon in late June, and then after that, to prepare for my third marathon in December. Progress. I've been exercising almost every single day and eating pretty healthy in the last month. I've added triathlon training to my running and weightlifting and feel fitter than ever. I've lost an inch or two on my waist and about 5 pounds so far, though my weight has plateaued a bit. I really feel fitter than I was a month ago and feel like I'll be seeing even more results in the next few weeks. My sub-goals. 1. Start and stick to a regular strength training routine. I'm going to do 2 full body workouts a week, just 6 exercises: bench press, standing rows, shoulder presses, pull-ups, bicep curls, and squats. I might add deadlifts and dips later, and maybe a third day per week once I've gotten into the habit, after 3 weeks maybe. Progress. I've stuck to this strength training routine extremely well so far, doing more than 5 weeks of this schedule. I've gone from 1 set per exercise to 4 starting today, and have increased the weights for each exercise. I feel stronger than ever. This is my longest ever to stick with a weight routine. 2. Build my running back up to a decent level. My focus won't be on running, but I'd like to have a decent base, maybe 30 miles per week eventually, before I start my marathon training. I'll also do a faster workout once a week to increase fat burning and to get me in good shape for some shorter races I'll be doing for the next few months. Progress. I've not only built my running back up to a decent level, 25 plus miles per week and still increasing, but have started doing hills and speed work once a week, and I'm feeling strong on the run. Also, not in the original plan, but since I've begun triathlon training, I'm now doing more cardio than ever before. I feel amazing. 3. Eat lightly. I'll go into more detail on this a little later, but I've created my own meal plan and will be eating 4 to 5 times per day, about 300 to 400 calories per meal. Sometimes a little more. Eat when I'm lightly hungry instead of when I'm ravenous. Eat slowly. Eat until I'm lightly full, not stuffed. Eat light foods, not heavy foods. Allow myself to cheat a couple meals per week. Progress. I have definitely been eating more often and eating less per meal and eating healthy foods for the most part. The cheat meals haven't been too bad, and while I haven't stuck exactly to the meal plan, I think my eating has been really good in the last month. I eat when I'm hungry and don't starve myself, but don't stuff myself either. Very healthy eating style. 4. Stay accountable. I'll be trying to post daily or so, as well as keeping a public training and eating log. Progress. I've posted reports each day, though I was late on a couple, so I've been pretty much perfect here. The accountability of the training blog has really helped keep me on track. To be continued. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled 17 Tips to Help You Get Leaner and Fitter by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And I'll continue this post on tomorrow's show. What's really wonderful to hear is how successful Leo was right out of the gate. Some folks, when they start a new habit, aren't as successful right away, and that's okay too. So if you're one of those who had more of a slow start to changing your habits, that's perfectly acceptable. Don't stress about it. Just get right back on the horse and keep trying. Now, before I head out, while you're out there listening to podcasts, come check out our other 3 podcasts in the Optimal family. There's Optimal Living Daily, which my brother hosts, Optimal Finance Daily, which covers some tips to saving more and spending less, and Optimal Startup Daily, which is hosted by my brother and his friend, and they cover entrepreneurship. all of those podcasts are like this one in that they find the best blogs and read them to you. You can find them by searching for Optimal Living Daily in the podcast app of your choice. All right, that's it for today's episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.